What summer festivals are on now?
Google helps you find the news that matters most to you. Whether you're looking for news from international publications or your local paper, learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/newsincanada.
Steb Hutton for Rush Meenair. I'm Scott MacArthur.
It's The Rush, News Talk 1010 Toronto. Maureen Holloway, a veteran radio personality in our city and the co-host of the Women of Ill Repute podcast, alongside Wendy Mesley, will be with us in just a moment. The news breaking today is that John Derringer, the longtime morning show host on Q107, now firmly will not be returning to that radio station, severing ties, that radio station, with its longtime morning show host, who had been, quote, on hiatus for the last 2.5 months or so, since a former co-host of his, Jennifer Valentine, took the brave step of speaking out about her experience in the studio with him. And here is a clip of Jennifer from her Facebook page in May.
My whole life, I have always been an optimistic, can-do person. But like anything in life, there are good times and there are not so good times. Times you don't talk about because as a woman, you want to keep your job. You want to work again. You don't want to be known as a troublemaker. But sometimes, enough is enough.
So that, of course, was a now quite famous Facebook post from the long weekend in May from Jennifer. She went on to talk about why she was speaking out now.
So why have I chosen to speak out? Because it's time. If we don't speak out, nothing will change. Women deserve to be treated as equals and not be afraid. I have found an inner strength that I never knew I had. I feel compelled to share my truth, and hopefully it will offer other women some validation of their own experience.
Should be noted that Jennifer, and this was a good 12-minute speech, if you will, into the camera that she shared with us, that she posted to Facebook, never mentioned John Derringer by name, but it was understood that she was referring to him at different times. Maureen Holloway is with us now to react to this. Maureen, we thank you so much for your time, and we'll just start by asking your thoughts on this next step in the trajectory of this matter. John Derringer now formally will not be returning to Q107.
Hi, Scott. Hi, Deb.
Hello.
Hi.
Hello. My thoughts are, well, this was going to happen. He was already found guilty in the court of public opinion. There's no way they could have brought him back. So it's not a surprise. The wording of the statement that Chorus put out, they and John Derringer have agreed to part ways, sounds very amicable. Maybe downright gentlemanly. It implies, I would think, that he's probably being paid off, to put it bluntly, to prevent him from suing them for dismissal, incorrect dismissal. I'm glad that this has happened, but I think it's only the tip of the iceberg. I don't wish Derringer ill, and I don't care how much money he has. I think that probably the more guilty parties are the people that allowed this to go on for so long and to go unchecked. And that would be people in management. Fortunately for them, or unfortunately, none of them are there anymore. There are, I think, at least one, maybe two, still working in the industry. But I think they are the greater evil, if you want to put it that way, and I guess I do, is that it was allowed to happen in the first place and to go on for so long, and that so many people were so badly hurt, and careers and lives damaged because of this, and it doesn't fall on his shoulders alone. John Derringer's shoulders alone.
And I do want to return to that, Maureen, in just a moment. But I am curious at what I consider a bit of a magnanimous reaction to the lukewarm language of, John Derringer and Q107 having, quote, agreed to part mm-hmm. ways, as you say, quite mm-hmm. gentlemanly in its tone. Doesn't offend you?
Yes.
Okay.
And gentlemanly was definitely said with irony.
Good.
Drippingly, I hope. Yeah, it does. It offends me. Yeah, Deb, I would not. I would say that's probably correct.
Maureen, nobody's career is ever defined by these sorts of experiences. But you lived in a time when radio was different and mm-hmm. it was not easy to be a woman. I remember coming in 20-some years ago in a different city and witnessing some of what the young women that I was around were subjected to. And in hindsight, I wish I had done more, and I'm probably one of many who would look back and feel that way. It's time, though, that all of this get out in the open. We're seeing it here. We're seeing it with Hockey Canada. This cannot be allowed to continue to go on.
You know, Scott, it's interesting that you say that. I've had a couple of people who I worked with over the years approach me and say they wish they could have done more for me. And I don't hold them responsible. Like you said, I've been in radio for 35 years. And when I started, it was like Mad Men. It was a completely anachronistic atmosphere. But to your point, I really wish somebody at some point, some man, or some person in management throughout over the last 3 months could have stepped up and said, I saw this happen. And publicly say, I wish I had done something to stop it. But nobody has. It's been absolute radio silence from the people that have been complicit in this. So it's a bit of a disappointment, Maureen, but not really surprising.
Well, I was going to say, knowing the industry as you do, having worked in it for so many years, why do you think that is?
Why do I think?
That they haven't come forward after, say, Jennifer's
fear. Well, there's, okay, I mean, I'm going to speak rather emotionally, but the spinelessness of it all. I mean, to be so spineless is to not speak up and protect people that are being bullied and harassed. What are you going to grow a pair now? I think it speaks to the character of the people involved that they didn't speak up then, and they're certainly not speaking up now.
Yeah, I'm not going to correct you. I would add another word, though. I would say it's probably shame.
You know
when you've done wrong, and I don't want to insert too much of myself into the conversation, but I go back 20 years and I say, man, I was a 23-year-old kid just breaking into a newsroom, and if I had said more or done more, then I would have become the target. So it's fear, you know, like it's fear, and that doesn't excuse it, Maureen. It doesn't, but it
explains it. It explains it for sure. Absolutely. I mean, you would have definitely lost your job or been ridiculed or tormented. And no, it's putting yourself in the line of fire, which is why Jennifer Valentine deserves all the praise and respect, because sure, you might say that she had been out of it for a year and had nothing to lose, but that takes tremendous courage, more courage than I had.
So if many of the managers and the upper echelons of the station where he worked are no longer there, what else can be done at this stage?
Exactly. I wish I knew. A public tarring and feathering? they're untouchable now. I mean, there isn't anyone there other than the CEO, Doug Murphy, of Chorus, who was there when I was there. I mean, there's been a complete turnover, and a lot of the people that were directly responsible for and for allowing this behavior to continue were let go. Not for this, but they were let go. So it just speaks to their management abilities on the whole. So to answer your question, Deb, I don't know, but I hope that they don't sleep very well at night.
Maureen, you know, you've got a great friendship with John Moore, and we've heard you multiple times on his show, and you've got a great podcast, The Women of Ill Repute, going with Wendy Mesley, and that's a lot of fun. I'm interested in, we reach out on a day like today.
Yeah.
Is your first thought, do I have to go back down this road again? Like there's always something that I worry about. You know, I just don't want to lump somebody's trauma back in their lap. Or are you cool with it now? And
no,
and I understand.
This is very empathetic of you, Scott. When, okay, how to put this? So So when Wendy and I launched our podcast, we launched it like 3 weeks after Jennifer's video came out. So, you know, and Wendy was getting a lot of attention because of her completely unjust dismissal from the CBC. And then this happened to me. And the next thing you know, everybody wants to talk to us, not necessarily about the podcast, but they wanted to talk to us. But, you know, we'll take it. We'll take any publicity at that point. So we were kind of grateful for that. And yeah, I didn't want to go through it all again. And in some cases, it was tremendously emotional. But I knew talking to you today, you weren't going to ask me to detail the bullying and the story. I knew what you're asking me, how I'm reacting to the verdict. So look, I don't have a problem talking about that. But yeah, I am ready to move on.
All right. Well, we thank you so much for joining us today, Maureen. We wish you wellness. We'll continue to support the podcast and hear you again on this station soon. Maureen Holloway, veteran radio personality.
What summer festivals are on now? Google helps you find the news that matters most to you. Whether you're looking for news from international publications or your local paper, learn how Google supports news in Canada at g.co/news in Canada.